We're starting off the work week with unsettled weather across the Northeast as a storm system is working its way through. A warm front continues to lift to our north, and a cold front will cross our area tonight into tomorrow. That will continue our chances for wet weather through at least tomorrow morning. Most of us will see some breaks of sunshine by tomorrow afternoon. Then as high pressure builds in for Wednesday and Thursday, we're looking at bright and dry conditions and seasonable temperatures. So the really cold weather that we had at times last week and over the weekend is gone. It'll feel a little bit more like springtime over the next couple of days. And for many of us, we have some spring showers occurring this afternoon after there was some wintry weather in spots this morning. Temperatures have warmed up enough this afternoon for just plain rain. Moving into tonight, we'll have that cold front work its way from west to east into our area, so we'll continue with that threat for periods of rain. At times, the rain may be briefly heavy. Also, it'll be on the breezy side, and we'll have some areas of fog. Temperatures tonight will be pretty mild for the nighttime this time of year. We'll have lows mainly in the 40s with some 30s in the higher elevations. And moving into the day tomorrow, that cold front will work its way away from us. So we're looking for some rain during the morning. Rain should come to an end from west to east during the morning hours, exiting our eastern areas by lunchtime. And then as we go into tomorrow afternoon, a little secondary cold front will work its way into the north country. So there's the chance for a few more showers, especially across our northern areas tomorrow. But for the rest of us, we're likely to see some nice breaks of sunshine as we go through the second half of the day. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 40s. A few spots will reach the 50-degree mark, especially south of the capital region. Then we see a nice bubble of dry air build in for Wednesday and Thursday, so we're looking for sunshine and temperatures that will be mainly in the 40s and 50s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, rain likely, breezy with areas of fog, low 36 to 44. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain early, then a chance of showers during the afternoon, with highs in the 40s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy, rain likely, breezy with areas of fog, low 36 to 44. And tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain early, then a chance of showers during the afternoon, with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with rain likely, breezy with areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain early, becoming partly sunny by afternoon, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy with rain likely, breezy with areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain early, then becoming partly sunny, with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the 40s and 50s, and on Thursday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.